Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, May 6th.
It's Thursday.
It's May.
No. Yeah,
oh, it's kind of a letdown because the last couple of days have been so interesting, like all fun things happening with them, and today's just like May 6th, who cares. It's 6:40 and it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Make sure you follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to catch any links or videos we mention on air.
Oh,
which is nice and important and good.
It is.
So go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and hang out.
We've already put up a couple things, and we have more to come. Oh, my God. I have some crazy great stories. I can't wait to tell you.
Oh, good.
Hope they go well.
So here's what's happening. I expect today to be another great day. We're a little overcast here at my house right now, but it probably will burn off. Yesterday wasn't quite as hot. We went over to the beach with the kids a little late in the evening, and it got downright chilly.
Ah.
Like, there was a point where I went, whoa, Yeah, and mom was already, upon arrival, mom was already goosebumping. So.
Well, she's a chilly girl.
Right. So anyway, I expect it to be nice, but maybe not exactly that heat wave hot stuff we've been dealing with.
Which is fine. It's not, it's still early for the really hot days.
Well.
We have to figure out all our, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I feel like we've had pretty decent run of weather. I mean, winter obviously was disappointing in that we didn't get enough rain, but I feel like, things have been pretty nice, pretty good. I've seen times where February comes the heat wave and then it just stays. And we're summer starting in, Feb or March. Yep. And you just go, oh, God, it's already 80 and we're locked in.
I know. So. And the drought is real. Like, we just got mandatory, I spent half the day yesterday figuring out how I'm going to keep stuff watered. And a lot of it, I'm not.
Right.
It's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Twice a week you can water your lawn right now, and three times a week for drip irrigation. So I'm having to zone everything so I can figure out when I can, what needs water and what can survive without it.
Thank God for cuticles.
Thank God for cuticles, Finn. By cuticles, he means succulents, in case you're not privy yet to the vocabulary on the show.
It was an accident that now I'm stuck with everyone.
It was the greatest accident of all time. And Bryn actually pulled it. You said you planted a bunch of cuticles, and I was mystified. Nicole and I looked at each other like, what the hell is he talking about? And Bryn went, do you mean succulents?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh my God, Bryn, you're a genius. You've got them figured out after all these years.
He meant succulents.
Duh, now it's
Bryn's
a
my dude.
It's clear as day.
Sure.
It's working out.
Cuticle, succulents, of course. Yep. Second letter's a U, three syllables, right?
I don't know. usually my screw ups are just first letter related. Like, I have got it's in there.
Is that what you think?
It's filed under the first letter, and from there, who knows what's
going to
come out.
A lot of times it's extra letter related, and it's a, it's a whole thing. Oh, that reminds me. I was going to send that Edwin kid that's been doing all that fun stuff.
Don't send Edwin anything.
Yeah, it's a Vinny Words. I have a whole file on it, so don't worry.
Oh, good.
I got it covered, yeah.
Then I won't worry. Thank you.
Are you going to send him words to make another thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure, if he wants to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, Coco. This is your new Enron. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, how about a fast fact, everyone?
I love them.
Fast facts. I love these stories. Jim Carrey was offered the role of Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean, but turned it down because it conflicted with his filming schedule for Bruce Almighty. And we got Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow instead.
Well, he was a good Jack Sparrow. That would have been, it's funny to hear alternate castings for
That's what I'm saying.
Roles.
I think it's super interesting to hear the movie would have been totally different. Would it have been great? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think Johnny Depp killed that character. he just made it iconic. I mean, they made, it, what, seven more? I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, they did. It made him so rich that he's broke.
Hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did that to himself.
How's that happen?
That's true.
I don't know, Ben, but it does seem to happen to enough people that it's a thing. You got to be real careful. You get the money and start living like you've got that money and it's going to continue to roll
in. Well, $30,000 of $30,000 bottles of wine daily is one of the ways that happens.
That is one of the ways.
The oldest hotel in the world is a hot spring hotel in Japan called Nishiyama Onsen Kyunken. It was founded over 1,300 years ago in 705 AD.
Wow.
Wow is right.
I guess if the hot spring stays hot and the people keep wanting to visit it, and you keep on building rooms.
I imagine it like one of those, you know, lake fishing huts that's really just a...
Oh, look at this place.
Oh my God, beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's well, right, they've clearly remodeled it since the
1200s. Yes, that's...
You know, or since the...
The architecture's 700s. Not original.
Yeah. Well, you know, they update things.
One last one. The Beatles mention a walrus in three of their songs, Glass Onion, Come Together, and of course, I Am the Walrus.
Yeah. I wonder why they're so into walrus.
That's the question. Why? Who likes walrus? I mean, I actually get pretty close to different seals, to elephant seals and other seals, and they're smelly. They have a cuteness to them with their, you know, big eyes, and their curiosity is very cute, but still... It wouldn't be on your list of favorite animals, I don't think. A walrus?
You know, I wonder if they were, if it was a nickname for one of the guys, like one of them had a walrus beard or you know, because they had the Eggman and the walrus and Ringo. Wasn't that a nickname?
Mother's Day is right around the corner, everyone.
Don't forget.
And make an effort. That's important. The effort is the deal. Mother's Day is going to look different this year because the most important way people plan to spend Mother's Day is in person.
With their mom.
Mm-hmm. 41% of people say, I'm seeing my mom.
Yeah. I'm not seeing her. I am seeing her next month, though. I can't wait. It's been a year and a half.
And if you're a mom, moms are saying, I'm seeing my kids.
Yeah, sure.
That's the number one way people plan to celebrate differently this year than last. Is they plan to celebrate Mother's Day together, which is great news.
It is. It is. It's really nice to reconnect with people. This is just the last couple days, even, you know, as I guess I'm fully vaccinated as of today. It's just been so great to just.
Well, you were all over Johnny yesterday, right?
Well, he got vaccinated before me, so I figured I was one day out. He can have a hug. So right. Happy together. It is. It's just really nice to see people again, and I was surprised by the amount of joy it brought.
Naming a baby can be hard.
Very difficult.
I've done it twice now. Mm-hmm. The first time, all of my list making and all of my fretting and figuring and moving things up and down on the list went to because out of nowhere drops the name Isla and. And the record stands. The next kid, though, I was told, this one's yours. Name it however you like. And I really went into fret mode. And I had, imagine a young, handsome, brave boy in a hospital room.
I'm imagining that. Was he next door to you guys? Or was he in the room? Did you ask his advice?
Imagine. How do I see myself? That's very funny, isn't
it? I love that that's how you see yourself, you know?
I see myself as young.
Were for so long. It's hard to imagine that that's not happening anymore.
Right. Anyway, there I am, Anderson. Surrounded by multiple pages of different, with names all over them and different
lists. So it's like
lists.
Your regular life, surrounded by pages that are in
very
no particular
so.
Order.
Yes, very much so. All over the place. I'm looking, sorting. It's a whole freaking thing that I'm going through here, and so it leads me to this baby boy was just born in the Philippines. I don't expect this child. Let me rephrase that. parents love their kids.
Of course.
It's like a natural, instinctual thing. We made this kid. I feel
a
connection.
We've been waiting for it. Right.
Uh-huh. So this baby boy's full name is Glennel Hyler Yizigal. Glennel Hyler Yizigal. So oh, Brent found it. Move that up. There's the name.
Glennel. So they use only Ys. Sometimes Y is a vowel.
The reason to pronounce it is there's 22 letters and no vowels.
Yeah.
Which, again, you mentioned the Ys, but...
Yizigal. Yizigal's good.
His grandfather picked the name and says all of the letters represent something, like Glennel is G and N for his mother, Geraldine. H-Y-L is for his father, Lyron. So they've got their reasoning. All right. Anyway, the family has decided on a nickname for the kid, so he'll actually go by the name Consonant. Consonant. So there's Glennel Hyler Yizigal, and they will be calling the child Consonant.
Connie.
All right, Connie.
Because no one's going to say Consonant.
No, no one is.
That is, well,
it's a you know what?
You
I'm going to
tell
you something.
Maybe we'll hear his name in the future, Vin. He'll be famous.
We had full eyes, and that now I know kind of how some of this stuff happens. We had full eyes on, we don't want the kid to be, especially knowing you, Zed, all these years, who struggles trying to spell her name to every single, right, exactly. So here we are, we're aware of this, and we actually don't want our kid to have to deal with mispronunciations and troubles, and yet... With that knowledge, we end up hearing Isla daily.
Mm.
Daily. And
La Isla
Eddie.
Bonita. Eddie. Isla. And you know, so, they should do a podcast later in life. The Eddie and Isla Show.
They probably should. I now regret that I didn't name her Edith, and then we just called her Edie. I wish I'd have gone that route, because I actually...
Edith is cute. That's old-fashioned.
Yeah. I wish I'd have just gone that route, and then we could call her Edie, but whatever.
Two of my cousins, one on my mom's side and one on my dad's side, both had baby girls, and they both named them Eleanor, unbeknownst to each other, and now they're calling them for short Ellie.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because what's cuter than
name.
Ellie?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Ellie.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
Is her full name Eleanor? Or
mm-hmm.
Oh, uh-huh. See?
And her mom's name is Eleanor.
Oh.
You don't often get a junior daughter.
But they look, you know
they
what?
They had twins that they named after themselves. Just
She's
weird.
Gone by Cocoa Butter Thighs for so long.
No, you are the only person who calls her Cocoa Butter Thighs.
That isn't true. Ellie, can you please tell your daughter that for many years in the 70s, entire neighborhoods knew you as Cocoa Butter Thighs? Please.
Nobody did. All right. You're the only one who's
your
ever called
sizzles.
Her.
Your mom sizzles.
She does sizzle.
I can't wait to sizzle next to her.
Oh, all right.
By that, I mean, I mean sit poolside and smoke my vape pen while she smokes her Virginia Slims extra long.
Her actual real cigs. So there's a bride. This story out of, I believe it's Pakistan.
Okay.
Okay. So they have arranged marriages there. And a bride calls off the wedding after the groom fails to recite multiples of two.
What?
So this is the story. A bride was suspicious of the man's educational qualifications on their wedding day, and just before exchanging, well, they say here, the garlands, which is the beginning of this ceremony, she decided to try a simple math test for the groom, and as the groom failed to recite multiples of two, she walked out of the wedding saying she cannot marry a person that does not understand basic mathematics. So now I'm like...
Yeah.
Multiples of two. Do they mean
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12? 8, 16, 32, 64.
I think it can be. I actually had to go. I don't know if she means she's counting by two or multiplying by two. I don't. But either way, he should be able to do it. She's right.
Two, right.
Even
yeah,
I can
be.
Do it.
Right.
But I had this moment where I'm like, except I don't. I'm not really sure what she's asking for. Is it count by two? Or
right.
Multiply
is that,
by.
Is that his question, too? Did he go, well, are you saying 2, 4, 6, 8, or are you saying 2, 4, 8, 16?
Either way, she's right. He should be able to at least get through the first few before he says, then when he gets stumped, he yells, I'm insulted. Enough of this.
Yeah.
This is not right.
She's going to make children with this person and wants to make sure that they're good for her. You know, way to stand up for anything over there. I mean, it's hard for a woman in Pakistan. I mean, first of all, somebody else picked her husband. And secondly, you have to marry him. And thirdly, you're a second class citizen. So any little inch of room, inch of ground that a Pakistani woman picks up, I'm proud of her for.
The groom's family had kept us in the dark about his education. He may not even have gone to school. The groom's family had cheated us. But my brave sister walked out without fearing social taboo, and the matter was not escalated as the two families returned the jewelry and gifts they'd exchanged, which is customary in an arranged marriage, apparently. So all the stuff was returned, and the marriage did not happen. And there's a window into another country. Yikes. Now, listen, before you...
Multiples of two... That's just 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was just 2, 4, 6, like you're counting by 2.
Yeah.
How do you not know how to do that?
Count by 2s.
Like,
what's that?
I wonder where the cutoff was, though. Like, how long did he have to do it? To what number?
Maybe he didn't even know what she was talking about. Maybe he I can't count past 20.
Usually, though, you can get to 100 by the time you're 6 or 5. Usually, even.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we don't know this guy. We just met him. We're going to marry him. Let's give him a quick test.
Anyway, that's kind of horrifying when you really think about it, that there you are on your wedding day questioning whether this person can count. Crunch.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
That's a requirement.
510 says, there's an article online that talks about how John Lennon incorporated the lyrics, I am the walrus, because he wanted to show that he could get away with writing meaningless lyrics like Bob Dylan.
Oh.
Well, yeah, if it's a good song.
Yeah.
And it's got
walrus.
Melody.
Ooh.
It works. Believe me, there's plenty of songs when I dig into the lyrics, I go, I don't know anything of what they just said there.
Sometimes lyrics.
I even Google, like, what does this song mean? And they still say that this song doesn't mean anything. It's nonsense.
Sometimes lyrics are just placeholders in a song. And sometimes as they're working out the music, I'm sure the lyricist or the singer is just filling it. And then he kind of scribbles down what he's sort of been singing. And like, oh, wow, that's deep. Because, I can't really explain it to you guys. I don't think you'll get it.
Dodge that bullet. It's pretty neat when you hear a singer who will get the music and just sort of scat or jive, make sounds above it, comes up with sort of where everything's supposed to fit, and now they just got to put words in there. You kind of can get that they would just...
Yeah, you just come up with something that fits.
Do jive talk.
It sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's all for now. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Bill and Melinda's divorce, it's getting very interesting.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.